So houses and their prices back causing concern this morning. The price of building, of course, has blown out. As it does, fewer people want to build. That affects supply. If you don't have supply, that means potentially prices for existing homes are back on the rise. So just as the market softens, could it be about to take off again? Master Builders Association National Vice President Johnny Kelly's with us. Johnny, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
In totality, how hard is it to build a house right now?
Oh, look, it's probably been the hardest it's ever been. You've heard on the media all the constraints that we've got, but the forces are from all angles, so we can't hide from the fact that it's pretty difficult.
And are you seeing people bail going, well, it was going to be $600,000, now it's $750,000, now it's $800,000, and I don't know, so forget it?
Yeah, I mean, the demand is still there, and the appetite for people to build new houses is still there, but we've got the banking system, which is feeling nervous at the moment, and then when they do their stress testing, it actually puts it too far away for some people.
How much of that's the problem versus getting hold of the jib versus getting hold of a builder and some nails?
Look, it's becoming a bigger part of the problem, and I think the market confidence is also got to be coupled with that. The banks certainly want security around the build contracts, which the builders just can't give at the moment.
And why not? Because they can't guarantee supply or price or anything like that?
Yeah, well, look, supply is difficult, but people are still getting materials, but you just can't guarantee prices at the moment. There's a lot of logistical issues going on, and the builders just have not prepared to take the risk. You've seen in the media as well around the notable collapses, and there's going to be a few more of those to come. So it's about being sensible, and the builders should, rightly so, not take on that risk.
Just on the supply side of it, I noted the Reserve Bank Governor of Australia was giving a speech yesterday. He said the supply side's starting to come right in that part of the world. Do you see that here at all or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think that builders were probably caught on the hop a little bit with how slow material was coming to the market, but as you do with a bit of time on your side, you adjust to that and your orders become earlier. And I guess that's been a result with Jib, and Jib will ease because orders have become more advanced.
So what happens in the market? Do people just pause and go, I'm not going to do anything for now? Or do they go off and buy an existing home? And in the ensuing period, does the builder fall over because they're caught between a rock and a hard place?
Yep. And I think what we're seeing at the moment is a massive pause. And just to give you an idea on numbers, in the last couple of months, we've seen as much as 74% of decrease in interest in new build homes.
Wow.
So those people just don't leave the market. They're still there. But that's around confidence, and that's also around the ability to obtain the lending. So there's a few things going on. But and the concern there is that causes a big gaping hole in 6 to 12 months. It takes 6 to 12 months to get a project to a build stage. And so what we're going to have in, you know, better part of 2023 is a big hole, which is not good for the New Zealand housing stock.
Always good to have you on the program, Johnny. Appreciate it. Johnny Kelly, who's the Master Builders Association VP.